The Fan.
Coors Light, along with Conservation Minnesota, are partnering to protect our 10,000 lakes using the hashtag BeerSavesLakes on social media. Get involved. Find out more about the cause. Plus, you can win a grand prize trip to Breezy Point. Just go to KFAN.com. Make the keyword community.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, I want to say thank you to the good people that I met and hung out with last night at Grey Casino up in Hinckley, and did a little acoustic setup there. Met some great people, big fans of the show. Thank you all for coming out.
I'd like to see you play a concert.
You got plenty of opportunity, but luckily I have tonight off.
Did you win?
Yes, I did. Oh yeah, speaking of that, would you? I got your money in my back pocket.
Oh, we're going cash.
I have to give you cash.
What's the Venmo update though?
I still locked? Can't. I can't do it. Yeah, apparently it is through Thursday. I'm locked out. So,
man,
I got a hundy with your name on it in the back pocket.
Cash works.
Yeah, man.
Cash is king.
Correct.
It is. Hey, you want to hear something I found on the internet?
Yeah.
Max and I were watching this thing from Jim Carrey. And we were like, yeah, okay, cool. He can be kind of nutty sometimes, right? And then he said the following thing. And we found this to be profound.
You know, that's what I want to be.
My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that was possible for him. And so he made a conservative choice. Instead, he got a safe job as an accountant. And when I was 12 years old, he was let go from that safe job. And our family had to do whatever we could to survive. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love. You know?
How about that?
Yeah, that story goes on.
It sure does.
To talk a little bit about, what his father had to do.
Yeah.
Which is basically like clean urinals. He was a janitor or something at some point.
Like that.
Right, the whole family.
They lived in a van,
like
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Did a Patreon podcast.
Yeah, oh, right. Did. Yeah, that's when things hit rock bottom.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll get there.
Probably
see, you
not.
Do this to me.
Yeah, bonus. It's time for the news.
It is. Oh, my golly. Gee whiz. The show's flying by. Thank you, Corey.
This is KFAN News with Chris Hockey.
Hi.
Presented by the St. Paul Saints.
You
1 week from tomorrow. June 29th, we're going to be at the St. Paul Saints game. It's like a 1 o'clock game, 1:10, something like that.
Yeah.
The power trip day off, even though we won't have next Wednesday morning off. We're basically saying you guys should just take the day off of work, go watch the Saints game, and hang out with the power
trip. Thursday morning off?
Us?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Nah.
Yeah. Why?
Because we're going to get loaded.
We're going to get fired up.
Well, who's going to get loaded? Zach will get loaded.
Yeah, I'll get loaded.
I might just drive the van to work that day and then Uber back and forth from the Saints place so I can sleep in my van.
I'll give you a ride there.
Don't talk to me.
Okay.
Incredible craft beer selection at the St. Paul Saints.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, Zach and Hawk will get loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I like it. I enjoy being inebriated in public places.
In the afternoon?
At night.
Day drinking
is the best. Is fun. Sure. Forecasters say today will be another scorcher for millions of Americans from the Central Plains to the Upper Midwest. In an advisory late Monday, the National Weather Service said dangerous heat will continue to make headlines. People in the upper Great Lakes will roast in the high upper 90s, temperatures as much as 20 degrees above average.
It's too hot.
Too hot. Yeah, I know. Strangers.
It's too hot.
But lovely nights for going to Twins games.
You're going tonight?
Oh, yeah. Tonight, tomorrow, Thursday, Saturday. It's hot
in the night. Singing Billy Idol.
That's a pretty good impression.
I'm
not supposed to talk to you.
You can talk to me now. It's over.
All right.
You were banned for 35 seconds.
That's lucky.
A group of Minnesotans are stuck in Canada as airlines canceled thousands of flights over the weekend. In the city tonight. A nonstop Sun Country flight departed from Minnesota last week to Vancouver, British Columbia, but the airline canceled Sunday's return flight. The airline cited crew availability and maintenance that required a specific part. Sun Country is offering reimbursements for a hotel, food, and ground transportation to the airport. But that would be sucky, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, allegedly.
There are worse places to be stranded than Vancouver.
Maybe, but maybe you had to come home for a job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What if you have to work?
Yeah.
Did you ever think of that? Here's the other thing. Like, what if you're a heart surgeon and you had to do that the next day, but you got stuck? That would not be fun.
Yeah. What did you have to do?
I don't know. Perform heart surgery.
Oh, man.
Like, if I...
It sucks for you, like, but it sucks a lot worse for the guy who needs the heart surgery, right. Probably.
Like, if I'm laying on the table and they have my chest open, I'm like, where is the guy?
Well, you can just offer the guy... Like, so you're the person on the table with the heart open?
Yeah, my chest is open.
Would you be cool with some discount hotel rates?
I mean, that would be fine. Can I get free Arby's?
I got a voucher for you.
Ask my struggling heart.
Yeah.
So wait, your chest is open, but you're waiting for the heart surgeon?
They prepped you open already, didn't they? Yeah.
I'm alive.
It's a just-in-time kind of thing.
Yeah.
I wonder how often heart surgeries start without confirmation that the surgeon is there and ready.
I bet you'd be surprised.
I would definitely
be
surprised.
I don't think we would be.
No, I'd be definitely surprised if you told me that often surgery started and the surgeon was nowhere near the hospital.
What if you found out, like, hockey does what really matters, and it's like, here's what matters. One heart surgery a day happens without a heart surgeon. But it happens more than you think, especially with, like,
that's
layoffs and people not, like...
You think they laid off a heart surgeon?
Maybe.
After a surgery has begun.
What is this, I Heart Surgery?
Oh. Maybe we wait and tell him after the surgery. Nope, gotta tell him now.
Chest just wide open. Hey, man, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Can you get up on your own? Yeah.
You didn't check your email?
You gotta put yourself back together. Here's a voucher for free pudding downstairs.
Oh, I do love me some pudding.
Oh, pudding whales. Yeah.
The superintendent of the St. Anthony New Brighton School District was harassed with multiple packages of cardboard penises sent to her at school.
What?
You heard me. The lewd deliveries were addressed to Superintendent Renee Cornille. The first package containing a large cardboard penis arrived on February 8th. And then on March 2nd, she received a second package, this time with a bag full of smaller cardboard penises.
Two-dimensional or three?
I would say two.
It's going to be two.
Who says cardboard? Who says penises?
Yeah, right.
Did you say penises?
I may have. The second delivery included a vulgar message as well, who reported it to police out of concern. The package was sent anonymously through Oregon-based. The company is called Ship a D Word.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Man, yeah, we know.
You're on what?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Literally already.
It's a ship shaped as a penis.
Every order is 100% anonymous.
Oh, well, do not send those to Barrera.
They got the graduation D, the D bouquet.
Wow.
The flying rainbow D.
Man, well, we know what to have at your funeral, I guess.
I guess so. Oh, wow.
So you said in this story, it's two-dimensional, by the way. It's harassment.
It's harassment. That's right. Yeah, the company.
But then how is this company even legal if all they're doing is doing this?
We have never and will never give out any order info. An investigator was able to find out who made the order through a third-party distributor, which turned up 30-year-old Alicia Ann Little of Minneapolis. She's since been formally charged with gross misdemeanor harassment. She admitted to sending the packages to...
Gross meaning icky.
Yeah.
Not large.
Not, yeah, well played.
Little admitted to sending the packages to Cornille because she was, quote, mad at her for, quote, the way she treats her employees, while noting that Little, quote, did not mean to cause alarm and fear.
They got a puzzle.
If I was handicapping this race, I would have said teenage boy was the favorite.
Right. Yeah.
I would have said... Adult man was 4-1.
Yeah.
Then I think I would have gone adult female, which sounds like is the winner, at about 7-1. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then teenage female at something like 35-1.
Not off the board, Zach Halverson.
Yeah. Yeah. That's gaining steam.
Yeah. Because he loves sending,
he's on it right now.
He loves helium. Sending bouquets.
They have penis puzzles that he's ordering.
The glitter D.
Can you put it together by memory?
Yeah.
D's in a box.
When you care enough to send the very best.
Yeah, right. Send penis.
Pint of D's.
Zach. Whoa.
So a superintendent of school, you would have put the female woman over the teenage girl.
Yep.
Huh. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Either out of jealousy or... some kind of pettiness. It's some kind of like...
Just the whole Karen factor.
Yeah, it's for sure.
Well,
teenage girl would have been dead last out of the four. But the third favorite came in.
It did. Yep. Congratulations.
It was not a teenage boy or a dude.
Cash those tickets.
Cash those tickets.
The leprosy.
Oh, my God. Show hockey.
Music you should know featuring Bush. Flowers on a grave.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you, Bush and iHeart guy. That's some news. I got more for you later.
Hi, Zach.
Where's he going?
I don't know.
Gonna go play some orders.
Yeah, right.
We're all going straight to White Bear Lake.
He's filling out his Christmas list.
FTD bag guy is here. I'm not a renegade.
Right, this is kind of wild.
Morning show after this on the Fan.
On the Fan.
The Fan.
Hey, thanks, Coach. 7-Eleven. Power Trip Morning Show. Hey, Corey.
Yes, sir.
You have a computer in front of you?
I do.
Fantastic.
Come on.
What?
Are you going to ask him to Google what you just Googled?
Yeah, and you need to see it.
I saw it.
You need to see it. You can't believe it. You can't believe it. It's true. You can't believe it.
All right. I'm going into incognito mode here.
You need to smart choice. You need to, and this sounds like something I'm making up, and we thought it was fake, but it apparently is not. Search carnivorous, C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-O-U-S, carnivorous penis plant. You won't believe what your eyes are about to see.
All right.
Look at my God.
Yeah, are you on the Nerdist, go on the Nerdist story that says, stop picking carnivorous penis plants just for silly photos.
Oh,
and look
my
at the
God.
Second photo down. I mean,
holy hell.
Can you believe that? If you were walking through the forest and saw that,
man.
And I'm not talking to you, Zach.
He left. He's on his way to pick penis plants
for a silly photo.
No, I'm more.
That thing, if you forgive me being gross, I can't say what I'm about to say, but do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
That looks real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That plant doesn't have COVID.
If you look at this field, I'm looking at this field on livescience.com.
Okay.
A field of these penis plants.
Yeah.
In this one picture, all I can imagine is Zach walking through that field and having Wonka going, take a spin.
It's unbelievable, man.
That plant has a bigger penis than I do.
Yeah, the earth is much more well endowed than I am.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really something. Yeah. Never knew that existed. Don't ask me how I knew about it.
Mother Earth has a hammer.
You better believe it.
Yeah, there's definitely times where it's you'll see a cloud and go, hey, that looks like a so-and-so. And you're like, man, what is up with your mind? You're turning everything phallic.
Right.
Rorschach test about it. It just looks like a penis plant.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's carnivorous is just icing on the cake.
All right. Really. Now that Zach's back in the room, Zach, do you want to do a quick Google search?
Here, I'll show you. I got it on my computer.
And by the way, what does it smell like, Max?
Oh, they said it smells like candy to lure in the insects, and the insects will they'll indulge in the nectar and drown in it.
Yeah, man.
Die down.
The plants. The plants have veins?
And that's right. That's a much better way of saying it than I was thinking of. Yeah.
Man, look at that one.
Oh, hold on. Here comes the FTD guy. Ma'am.
Certainly not cold out.
Your delivery is here.
Oh.
Man, we've been.
Yeah, I know.
Heavy.
Yeah,
today.
It has been penis heavy today.
His penis in a lock. The one guy that Nate talked about banged a fire ant hill. Now penis plants.
We know our strength.
What was the other one?
There was penis puzzles.
Yeah, penis puzzles.
Oh, yeah, the cardboard penises that got
I don't know what
mailed.
I don't know why. I don't come up with the news. I just report it.
Yeah, don't blame Hawk.
Yeah, you can blame me.
All right, blame Hawk.
Thanks.
I can understand, however, that you would, maybe curate that particular vein of news.
Whoa.
I mean, well played. See, that's funny.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm not clever enough for a line like that.
But Zach, what now?
I have never seen that.
What?
What?
That seems weird.
You never seen the original Wonka?
Never.
What? Yeah.
And you're just telling us now?
Nice childhood in White Bear Lake.
A Russian journalist's Nobel Peace Prize medal went up for auction on Monday to aid children displaced by the war in Ukraine. And it did pretty well for him.
I'm over $100 million. Fair warning. Is there anybody else in this room or the world outbidding $100 million on a bidder 303? Then, ladies and gentlemen, done. Over $100 million. 303.
Yeah. Dmitry Muratov put up for auction the medal that came with the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize, which he was awarded as the editor of one of Russia's last major independent newspapers. The medal sold for $103.5 million at auction in New York. Muratov's paper, which is fiercely critical of Russian President Vladimir Putin, suspended Russia operations in March after warnings from the Kremlin over its coverage of Russia's war on Ukraine. Again, the money will go to aid displaced children from the war in Ukraine.
Who
did
it?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. I have no idea. But wow.
Wow.
I know. That's... I felt that was newsworthy.
We're going to find out that it was Mackenzie Bezos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell her name is now.
Yeah.
Is that her name? Mackenzie? I
and know probably, why that felt weird. Probably didn't pick it up. Just said, here's the money. I don't need that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, what would you do with it?
Right.
Because you didn't win it.
Like, how big do you think the actual Peace Prize is?
Right.
What's her last name now?
I don't know.
Scott.
I mean, you Kenzie can hold Scott. It in your hand. I think Corey's right. Should we bet on who bought it?
I don't know if we'll ever know. It may be a secret.
Okay.
I don't know for sure that we'll ever know.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
You could do that, or you could buy wardrobe for your Facebook avatar.
Meta is helping users out with their wardrobe. Kind of. CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced last week that the company is launching the Meta Avatar Store, which is aimed to be a digital designer clothing shop for your personal icon. So far, users can purchase items from designers like Prada and Tom Brown. The store will be available to users of Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger.
So here's the deal. Here is the deal. It sounds like that's pure insanity.
I know, but
it's like
not.
Skins, right?
I know it's not.
So my youngest daughter wins $280 on Matt Fitzpatrick.
No.
And as we did with her when she won $300 with John Rahm about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, we said, all right, $100, you can blow on whatever you want. The other $200 is going into the bank account, right? You can save $200, blow $100 on whatever. Same thing with this one. I'm like, all right, you're winning $280, $100, do whatever you want. The other $180 is going into the bank. She's buying Robux on Roblox, which means essentially
she's
going to spend some of her Matthew Fitzpatrick golf winnings on exactly what that story just said. Her characters in Royal High in Roblox, they're going to have new dresses, new tiaras, new shoes. That's what these kids like. So if you're shaking your head, you don't get it, and I don't get it, but the next generation does.
Yeah.
And the metaverse is coming, and they're going to care.
Yeah.
Right? Digital property, whether it's digital real estate, those things are going to matter.
I know, man. It's
it
weird,
makes
isn't it?
No sense to most of us, but that is the future.
Well, and let me say
and
this,
it's here.
Too. It reminds me of the film... Oh, man, Spielberg did the film of the book.
Player One.
Oh, great.
Yeah, where people now, you know, they live in the real world, but they spend most of the time, they even go to school in the metaverse, essentially, and that's what the book is about. It was a book a long time ago, and then the movie, of course, was the last couple of years ago, but that's it. You spend your money on the things for your avatar. People have no idea what you really look like.
And that's, again, that's why we cap it at $100 and not the... Otherwise, she would spend the whole $280 on Roblox.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yep, it would be upgrading her house.
Are you saying Roblox?
Both. R-O-B-L-O-X. Roblox is the name of the game, name of the company. But Robux is what you buy on Roblox.
Wow, okay. That's, again, I'm 51 years old.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Literally,
the only reason I knew what it was is because Corey once said to buy stock in it, so I did. I don't know.
And then it doubled, and then it's spent the last 6 months plummeting.
I had no idea what it was.
Yeah, it's been a disaster the last 6 months.
Wow. Interesting. So there you go. I mean, that's happening, right? There you go. That's happening as we speak.
No.
I didn't sell.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Keeping it. Why not?
Yeah. Correct.
To the moon or to zero, who cares?
How's Doge doing?
To the moon or to zero.
Take a gander at it.
Like
you don't need to
half.
Look at it. It's fine.
Yeah, don't look at it.
You don't need to.
Are you retiring tomorrow? Then who cares?
Boy, that'd be great.
What?
I'm sorry.
Why?
Did I say my mic's on?
Yeah, your mic is on.
I'm sorry. Hey, last thing. The other day I was at the my favorite, one of my top five truck stops in the whole wide world, which is there in Cross Lake.
Man, I have never ranked my favorite truck stops.
I have two. Three, God. Actually. I have three now that come to mind. Yeah. and they were selling boxes of what are they, grasshoppers? Crickets, grasshoppers,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they were flavored, right? And I was like, that's terrible. I'm never. And then I read this morning a young influencer who live streams her activities on the internet has set up a vending machine that sells edible insects in Japan. The menu includes 18 different varieties of deep fried insects like crickets and grasshoppers. Some are sprinkled with salt and some are chocolate flavored. Prices range from around $7 to $20. Is this becoming a thing? I know that Ben Lieber once told me that he ate some of those.
He has there's a protein bar that he eats that is mostly insect.
Yeah, that's right. I can't. Yeah. No, thank you.
I was only half paying attention, but when the Twins were playing at Safeco Field last week in Seattle, the announcers ate crickets as part of the show because they were serving them, I think, at Safeco Field.
Yeah.
Like that is something that is being served at a Major League Baseball ballpark, I think.
I guess they're great sources of protein, and there's probably quite a few of them, and that's all cool and everything. But I'm going to have to really be low on everything else before I eat myself a grasshopper.
Yep, rock bottom.
they're a good source of vitamins, minerals, and fiber.
Can you give me a food you would eat less than grasshoppers, Corey? Like, is there a food that, like, is common? Like an egg. Would you eat an egg before you would eat?
I'd go grasshopper first.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was about to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because at least it would be crunchy versus gross and slimy.
Right.
Mm. Yep.
I'm a pate.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to roast the hell out of the cricket or the grasshopper.
Well, sure.
Or cover it like
chocolate. That's the way they do it. I mean, they roast them, they salt them.
Yeah.
They're a snack
food. Pumpkin's not happening, but.
Do you eat pumpkin seeds? Those are incredible.
Liver pate.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds gross.
I don't even think I'd eat that.
I don't ever want to eat something.
Any kind of spreadable meat.
I don't ever want to eat something where there's a possibility that you come up to me and say, "Hey, Hawk, there's a leg in your beard."
Oh.
You know, I
bet you've eaten.
Be careful.
Yeah.
You've eaten a few beards.
Correct. Never mind. Yeah. I retract
there's
my
a beard
statement.
At the end of the leg.
Yeah, I just retracted my own statement. Much like the jurors in the Depp Heard trial, I just objected to my own comment.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Mark Rosen's in the building. He joins next on the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Jay's on the Fan.
Hey, there's Mark Rosen.
Well, hi.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning, gents.
Hey, looking beside you, that's John Bonus right there.
I know, I just said hello to him. We were just talking.
Just talking talk. Twins.
Talking baseball.
Yeah, beautiful summer nights.
He said the Twins are—it's over for the Twins.
Yes, he did say that. I doubt if he said that.
I felt like that. He told me that
is not a business decision to say that.
Out of the last 100 games,
wouldn't that be bright?
They play Cleveland 74 times.
Yeah,
I think he did say that.
I'm only partially listening, John. My apologies.
That's okay.
Not too far off.
It's fair.
I don't remember.
How many games they have left and how many they play against somebody
I think they have something like 94 games left and 32 of them are versus Cleveland and or the White Sox.
Perfect.
So
is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's a big chunk.
Yeah.
My nickname in high school.
What? A big chunk?
Yeah.
Aw, that's sweet. That's kind of an endearing nickname, I think.
It really is.
Rosie, can I reference something you just told me off the air? Are you okay with it?
I don't care. Okay, I don't know what I referenced.
You were just talking about your ear. And how,
Yeah.
You said something about being able to hear your voice differently because you have something with your ear.
Yeah, yeah.
It brought to mind a story I read on June 14th.
Okay.
Corey, are you
very specific?
That was a week ago.
Yeah. And I emailed it to myself so I wouldn't forget, because this is amazing, and it's a local story from Fox9.com.
Is that me?
Not me.
Oh, no.
Who's
nothing. That's right. We're just listening to something in the studio. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We got distracted. I got distracted.
Yeah, that was your porn emoji. Oh.
Your porn emoji?
Yeah, we have.
What?
We all have.
What
those
are you into, Rosie?
We just like
damn
to have
business
fantasies.
Anyway, so
this is Dateline Maple Grove,
okay.
Minnesota.
All right.
A woman with rare ear disorder can hear her own eyeballs move.
What?
Oh my God.
Whoa! How do you? Oh wait.
Yeah.
That's Twilight Zone like.
I know. A Maple Grove woman closes cabinet doors very quietly, doesn't run the dishwasher until bedtime, makes her family live their lives in hushed tones. She's changed her entire
quiet place?
Yeah, right. She's changed her entire lifestyle to keep her extreme symptoms at bay. Stephanie Schmitz has an ear disorder so rare that most doctors have never even heard of it. Sounds make me dizzy. Sometimes it's people's voices, sometimes it's a fire truck driving by. It can be the simplest thing. I can barely stand to hear my son laugh. I think that's what's really hard for me, because that's what my life is taking care of him. It all started 7 years ago. Schmitz would randomly get dizzy, and her symptoms progressed slowly from there, eventually leading to sound-induced dizziness that can be so severe it leaves her bedridden.
Holy
She can even hear internal sounds coming from inside her own body.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's 7 years ago, and she's seen, I assume, X number of specialists. And
she stumped doctors for 6 years.
Oh, my God.
And they suggested, by the way, she was a hypochondriac.
I suppose they did.
Yeah. In the meantime, she switched jobs, learned to rely on earplugs.
Right.
She says, you're not supposed to be able to hear your eyeballs move, or your eyes blink, or your neck creak. They can hear footsteps in their ear. They can even hear their own heartbeat.
She's like a superhero.
Kind of. Only
drive you mad.
It would drive you mad.
Right.
Yeah,
that's awful.
Yeah. Finally, a friend referred her to a doctor who specialized in dizziness. Last year, he diagnosed her with a form of superior canal, I don't know how to say this word, dehiscence syndrome. A rare ear disorder that means she has a hole in one of her ear canals. Her condition is even more complicated than most, because the hole is in an uncommon location.
And they can't operate on it?
Schmitz has said her only option is surgery out of state, but she'd have to pay tens of thousands of dollars out of pocket, and there's no guarantee that it will work. She even could go deaf.
You have to try.
Yeah, I know you have to, because if you can hear your eyeballs move...
Yeah, that would drive you insane.
That poor thing. I read the story. I'm like, I've got to talk about that. And you reminded me this morning. But holy moly, what a terrible thing.
Yeah, that would be. I don't know. You hear about these people who have like the hiccups, and they can't get rid of them.
Yeah,
and they just hiccup all the time. And I've seen one of those on one of those talk shows.
Yeah,
and he's hiccuping, or he or she is hiccuping the entire time they're on. Ugh.
And it sounds funny up until you actually see
how
it.
How do you live with that?
Yeah.
It'd be awful.
Yeah.
Terrible.
You know, they've got like some room in, I think, Minneapolis. There's another place, too, in the world where it's like the quietest room in the world.
Yeah, I've been in there, believe it or not.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
I have, yep.
And supposedly, I've heard, and maybe, I don't know if you did, too,
makes
but like
you dizzy.
Can hear your own, in, like basically what she can hear.
Your organs.
It's so quiet in there.
What do your organs sound like?
You can't be in that room for too long or something like that,
yeah.
Or you go crazy.
Yeah, I don't know about
the gurgling.
Yeah. I heard myself go, boy.
Yeah, well,
one inch.
You were holding my dad's hand.
I can't imagine what it was like for you in that room.
Yeah.
It was not the quietest room in the world
not
when you were
close.
There.
No. Even close.
Yeah. Well, that's disturbing.
I farted and killed seven people.
You gotta gamble.
Yeah.
I don't mean farting in that sound. Yeah. I think if you're this gal, I think you gotta gamble.
You have to.
Hopefully get a GoFundMe type of thing, or if you can't afford it.
Yeah, there is a GoFundMe page.
And then just take your chances, because what's the alternative? You have to live like this the rest of your life.
I know.
I don't know how old a woman she is, but it doesn't matter.
20s, I believe, late 20s.
Are you kidding? Oh, good God.
I know. How about that?
Oh.
Goodness sake.
Horrifying.
Anyway. So there you go. That's good luck to her.
Yeah.
But, you know, so Quit complaining about your ear, Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie. I'm complaining. I just want to take care of it.
Nah, quit your bitching.
I'm just kidding.
It's time for Fan 5 on the Power Trip, brought to you by the St. Paul Saints.
Thank you, St. Paul Saints. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Can't wait.
We'll be back to pick you up later.
The Lightning beat the Avs 6-2 to get their first Stanley Cup final win. The series is now 2-1 in favor of the Avs. The Avs scored the first goal of the game, but then the Lightning scored three straight. They never gave the lead back. One of those goals is in the second period where they scored four goals. That's seven straight wins at home for the Lightning in this playoffs. Game four is tomorrow in Tampa, but the Avs are a slight favorite at minus 110. The over-under is 6, and that game can be heard right here on The Fan.
Kind of like to see a competitive game again. That'd be nice. Turn it on, and they'd already blitzed them by then. I went, oh, well, and they kind of just skated through the third period, but I'm not surprising that Tampa Bay came back when they're kind of a prideful team. They won two in a row, two cups in a row, and I don't think the Avalanche expected to sweep them. So the next one's the key one, try to even it up. Otherwise, Colorado will win that series.
Yeah, definitely a must win for the Lightning.
Is it a must win, or is it that they have to win?
The have to win for the Avs, a must win for the Lightning.
Okay. Corey will take
this
conversation.
Who is this derelict and why is he still here?
Well played, Corey.
It is a good question.
Bonus, huge series for the Twins today when they battle the Guardians at Target Field. The Twins lead the Guardians by one game in the standings. Joe Ryan goes for your Twins today. Game time is 6:40.
Eight of the next 11 games are versus Cleveland.
John, yesterday, shocking with Common, we talked a little ball, and I looked at the Cleveland box score, and they won 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. I may have recognized one name in the Guardians starting lineup.
Right.
They've been shedding salary. Their payroll is $68 million? Fiber.
And they just got a new owner.
And so how are they doing this, and who are these guys?
Well, they're scoring runs. Their pitching has not been as overwhelming as their starting pitching has been. Now, they've also had a pretty easy schedule over the last month. They're similar to the Twins, had that long stretch. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. If you play in the AL Central,
you're
going to have some stretches where you're going to have a really easy schedule. And Cleveland hit theirs, and they made the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they carried that into a series with the Dodgers and took 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Right? Well, the Twins were struggling against the Diamondbacks, which was unfortunate. So, it will be interesting. I think Cleveland is viewing this stretch in the same way that the Twins viewed the stretch that they had versus the Blue Jays and the Yankees and the Rays as, right. are we for real, or are we just beating bad teams? And now they get, this is the chance to, this is both Cleveland's and the Twins' chance to kind of make a statement on this division.
The reason I bring up their lineup is because, and you know this better than anyone, that their owner, they got a new owner. They're not used to buying into their season. They're used to selling.
Right.
And that's what they've done consistently for a while since they had those really good years. And that's the question now is, will this change their mindset? If they're hanging around and being competitive and potentially winning the division, will they stand pat? Will they get a little more aggressive?
That's an interesting question because maybe the new ownership piece changes that, right? Like, that's the biggest thing. Listen, Cleveland has never, since the Dolans have owned them, right? Mm-hmm. They've been competitive for a lot of years. They have never, and they've even been aggressive at the trade deadline and sort of making trades, but those trades were still sort of to shed salary,
right,
and still try and without actually making your team a lot better. They were just bought, I forget the owner's name.
Hockey knows.
Does he?
Charles M. Schultz.
Yeah.
Mark Schott.
To be an owner of all five major teams in the United States. He has an NBA team, an NHL team, an NFL
Dolan
team.
Like,
No.
Dolan's the old one.
Dolan is the old owner, okay, right? The family-based folks in Cleveland.
All right.
This guy now is a 35% owner and apparently has a path towards becoming the majority owner. And he invests money in teams, which the Dolans have never done. Cleveland's payroll is ridiculous this year. It's something like half of the Twins.
Right.
Yeah, maybe less.
Something.
Is it David Blitzer?
That sounds right. Yeah, Blitzer.
Oh,
right.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Wow. So, could they be more aggressive at the trade deadline? Maybe. Yeah. And I think because these teams play each other so much before the All-Star break, and then Cleveland comes out of the All-Star break with a four-game series versus the White Sox right after that, about 2 weeks before the trade deadline, they're going to all three teams are going to know where they sit.
Right.
And as a result, it will be interesting to see who ends up making moves at the deadline.
Well, do you think Wolf Blitzer's real name is Wolf or Wolfgang? Do you think it's his birth name or a nickname?
Yeah,
it's got to be Wolfgang.
It's
got to
be Wolfgang.
Nobody names their
Wolf
kid Wolf.
Isaac Blitzer.
Wow, is it really? Name is Wolf?
Yeah. God, his mom was a badass.
That is
ballsy. You know, you got to be...
You have to be that kind of personality.
Yeah, you don't have that beard when you're born. You don't look like a wolf.
I bet he did.
He's not Scott Howard.
He was born in Augsburg, Germany in 1948.
Work with Scott Howard for years.
You did?
WCCO TV. Yeah, he's still in the newsroom.
Is he a good producer?
Was he a good bowler?
Is he good at basketball?
I do not know
that. Was he a good dancer?
I do not know that.
Could he dunk?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Blitzer at a minus 4,600 on Double Jeopardy.
What?
Back in Celebrity Jeopardy back in 09.
Minus
4,600. I forgot about that.
Well, that would be humiliating. Especially if you're a Wolf Blitzer. You're supposed to know stuff.
Yeah. Come on, Wolf. So much for playing for a charity.
You should actually watch that video.
The charity owes Jeopardy money.
Right, yeah.
I'll put it on the Power Trip page. It is hilarious. It is hilarious.
Well, every 4 years we talk about it, how Wolf Blitzer seems overwhelmed by the whole process, and then John King is the king.
Right,
yeah. Right. John King dominates on CNN's coverage on election night, and Wolf has no idea what's going on.
As you said, Corey, he's always surprised. We have votes coming in!
Yeah, and John's like, calm down, that's how elections work.
That's how it is with everything.
Did any of you see this coming? And
everyone did.
John King's like, yeah, this happens every year. Yeah, this is how this county votes.
Yeah, it'll say like 1% reporting in Montana, and it'll be like 90% for one candidate. And it'll be like, it's over in Montana! And John King's like, calm down, there's 400 votes in.
Polls are still open.
Imagine if Wolf Blitzer was doing play-by-play of a Vikings football game.
Yeah.
It's out!
Did he die? Are you all
right? Yeah, he had a heart attack.
He did.
Hockey's favorite day of the year is Thursday. NBA draft is in 2 days.
I look forward to it every year.
The Wolves pick 19th, and they have 3 second-round picks.
Worthless.
Yeah. The draft starts at 7. There are a lot of hot rumors rolling around.
Like what?
Well, the rumor yesterday is that they are trying to acquire Clint Capella, the center from the Hawks. And,
looks like our guy Chet Holmgren could be the number 2 overall pick. I mean, that's Suggs from, and then Holmgren from Minnehaha Academy. He's got a lot of bulking up to do, but I guess in this day and age of the NBA, you don't have to go in the paint very often. He's not going to have to go head-to-head against the Greek Freak very often. Greek Freak would break him in half right now.
Yeah,
he had to try to drive the lane, but he won't have to. I guess he'll just shoot from 3-point line. 7 foot, whatever he is. But, man, what an accomplishment for that kid.
I think he's 7'2".
That's a huge bitch!
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
that's
man.
Freak!
Never thought he'd be.
He's kind of a freak.
Rosie, you mentioned this. No, you didn't. Whoa. Brooks Koepka will quit the PGA Tour and join the LIV Golf Invitational Series.
Did you just confuse Rosie and Zach?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
They're both sitting in the old spot.
Why did you apologize?
What an honor for me, and
that's such
a dishonor.
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that at all.
I love your book, Zach.
Worst seat in the house.
Yeah, I love looking at the best seats in the house. Zach's book.
Yeah.
Well, bye, Brooks. I'm anxious to see what the PGA Tour does about the majors. That's again, you guys were talking about earlier. That's all these guys care about. And Koepka more than hinted at it last week that he was. He didn't weigh in on it very much. This is different than the other guys for the most part because Koepka is right in the prime of his career. I mean, he was. Yeah. Doesn't seem like he is right now, but
Koepka's the perfect candidate for it because all he wants to do is play in majors. So
he'll
just show up for the majors exactly what he would do.
They got him here for the TPC last year, which is.
Yeah, which he ripped.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
right away.
Yeah.
Is he a.
Yeah, I would assume.
Richard
in his interviews?
Yeah, I mean, I remember there was all the thing with DeChambeau and everyone was kind of taking Koepka's side in the whole thing.
Yeah.
And now it looks like maybe Koepka's the guy who's Richard about the whole thing. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Take the money and run. Bye-bye. I don't care.
We could start Vikings news because I have 2 Vikings things.
Well, goodness sakes, let me hit this here thing.
It's time for Vikings news on the Power Trip, presented by
Redco, your truck accessories.
By the way, I think we've learned in the last couple of days that Marnie would just stay on the PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because the Live Tour is too much money.
Too much. Yeah, she wouldn't want that burden of all that money.
Right. She would rather just be happy, play on the PGA Tour.
Maybe make a cut. Yeah.
But not just be silly loaded.
No, why would you want to do that?
No.
The Minnesota Vikings tweeted yesterday that they are bringing back 96 questions with Brian Robeson.
Robeson.
Starting this week.
How about that?
That's sweet.
Yeah, pretty
That's
good,
a great
man.
Bid.
He
I
does
like
a nice
that
job
guy.
On that. Yeah.
Yeah. And former Minnesota Viking Trey Waynes told the podcast yesterday that, honestly, in my head, I'm done. I'm not officially doing it just because I don't give a bleep.
Wow.
So we, and I figured he made like $27 million guaranteed.
He signed a 3-year, $42 million contract 2 years ago.
What year was he drafted?
15. Like 15.
Oh. It's the 11th overall pick.
It's like $1 an hour.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's out.
Take the money and go, man. You got your health.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, man.
So good for him.
That's what Marnie would do. She wouldn't sign another contract.
No, Marnie
That's
wouldn't.
That's ridiculous.
No. Marnie would give the money back.
Oh, my.
Don't worry. Zach is posting pictures of Wolf Blitzer playing Jeopardy.
Well, it's interesting to him. Is that all your news?
Yeah.
Hey, Rose?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question?
Every time you say that, I get a little worried, but
how much do you honestly know about the Dayton family?
Bits and pieces. In what context? Just about their history?
Yeah.
About
Because here's some things.
I probably don't know as much about their history. I mean, I didn't know the, you know, obviously, I know the kids a little bit. You know, the guys are in town still and some of the relatives.
I find this fascinating.
Okay.
In 1883, New Englander George Draper Dayton arrived in Worthington, Minnesota.
Oh, no kidding.
How about that?
Worthington.
They're listening. Good morning, Worthington.
Yeah, hi, Worthington.
He was an entrepreneur, and he looked for an opportunity. And over the next 15 years, Dayton and his family became a fixture in the town of Worthington. He built a magnificent home on the prairie, took over Worthington's failing bank, and became an advocate for building homes and communities. But the prairie town was too damn small for him, so he moved on to Minneapolis. I could tell you more about Dayton's downtown and how he and his son bought a failing dry goods company and made it into a whole block of things. But instead, I'm going to tell you this, Corey. In 1956, the Dayton Company opened Southdale.
First,
I didn't know that they were involved
in that.
First indoor mall in the country.
You are correct. The first indoor shopping mall.
I knew that. I used to hang out there.
Did you?
They had a zoo in the basement.
See, now this is the weird thing.
I will never forget this, unless I was hallucinating at an early age,
which is possible.
Who knows what was in creosote, your fruit loops, buddy?
Well, the creosote plant over here in Highway 7. That's why.
Right. Tell me about what you remember, and then I'll tell you the rest of this. Because
I just remember, I honestly remember my folks taking me there to Southdale. It was like, God, this is incredible. And I swear there was a zoo. When I say a zoo, there were caged
like a petting
pets.
Zoo, right?
There were caged pet. There was a chimp down there in a cage. I know there was.
And like muskrats and woodchucks.
No, I don't think so. No, there were normal pets down there. But this, I even then it was kind of like, what's that little chimp doing in that behind those bars?
I know they had sculptures on the main floor that had birds in them.
Yes.
The sculptures were like trees and ended up having birds in them.
Yes, they did. And it was they had little rides and all that kind of stuff. But I just, for some reason, it stands out that I believe there was a zoo, a little mini zoo down there, a little Como zoo in the basement.
That's crazy. And that's not the only strange thing. So initially, the mall was envisioned as an entire community, complete with shopping, apartments, parks, and more. And the Daytons invested $20 million in the project, which in 1956, a hell of a lot of money. In the end, finances dictated that only the shopping mall was constructed, but it proved tremendously popular. Mm-hmm. There were 72 stores, including competing department stores for the first time in the same building.
Right.
That had never happened before.
Yeah.
Okay. They also developed the idea of putting symbols in the parking spaces.
Right.
So you'd remember where you parked your damn
really
car.
Really smart. Yeah.
How about that?
It's like Met Stadium eventually did that. You know, and they had what lot did you park in?
Yeah.
Because Yeah, and Southdale, I can't believe you said that. They were the first ones. What were we in the Rooster lot?
The Camel lot.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And that's still an issue for a lot of people, including me.
Yeah.
When I've gone to MOA.
Yeah. I just start beeping my damn horn.
Yeah. And you're hoping on the west, you remember what side of the building you're on. Start with that, west or east. But yeah, they were ahead of their time.
This may have been before your time, but they also at one point offered an interesting amenity not duplicated at any other mall.
Hmm.
A helicopter would fly shoppers from Southdale to Dayton's store in downtown Minneapolis.
Never heard of that.
Wow. The flying time was 10 minutes.
Jeez.
So they would pick you up and fly you to the other store. So you didn't have
to worry
about
a helicopter pad on the top of,
I guess, Uber. On the top of Southdale.
That doesn't have to be cost effective.
It doesn't seem like it. What do they charge for that?
I don't know.
A dollar, probably, back then?
I can't imagine.
You got to remember.
A dollar an hour.
Yeah, I bet it's more than that.
Highway 100 really didn't, it wasn't called, it was called the Beltline. It wasn't called Highway 100.
But it did exist, though, that this road was
there?
Yeah,
the road existed.
Because that's where you see all the little roadside picnic areas right here on Highway 100.
Correct. I remember my mom and dad took me. My dad took me out to, when Met Stadium was being built or completed. We drove out on a Sunday. You know, it was like a dirt road. And then we didn't wear seatbelts back then. They didn't have seatbelts. Yeah, right, there was no padding on the front of the dashboard.
Oh my God!
So someone don't laugh. Someone slammed their brakes, and my dad had slammed his brakes on, and my head went smashing against the
All of a sudden,
we had to go to an emergency room, and I was more upset about the fact that I couldn't see the stadium than I was about the stitches in my forehead.
Oh, Rosie, don't laugh at Rosie.
But think about it. Mark. Just sit on your parents' lap, and don't worry about it. There's no such thing as a seatbelt. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Full Metal Jacket, the Full Metal... the dashboard.
Yeah.
Chris, you remember.
Very well.
I know Lawyer Lambert's listening because he's always listening. He just texted me.
This is you sitting on your mom's lap. Yeah. Driving down Highway 100.
Yes. Wow, good for you, Rose.
And then just, bam.
Yep.
That's a pretty good ride.
There we go.
You sounded really old for a young man.
anyway, I'm getting away from my story. But
I think Rosedale's starting to do the same thing where I think they're building apartments or condos or something attached to the facility.
That wouldn't shock me.
It sounds insane, but then when you think about it for a second, if theoretically there's a shopping mall that's connected to public transit, and then mall has all of your food options, shopping options, it's kind of like, I don't know, New York or Chicago. Right. You can just never, like living downtown? Never really need a car. Yeah.
Like living downtown on the Skyway system.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's a. I mean, I love talking about that stuff.
Yeah.
About the history of the Daytons and generationally it matters, but people have to understand who grew up what a big deal Dayton's department store was in this town. I mean, the name itself,
the Christmas display.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't quite like eighth floor downtown. Yeah, eighth floor, but even in the windows.
In the windows,
It wasn't quite like Macy's in New York or Bloomingdale's or something, but it was our version of it. And people would flock downtown all the time, and they'd have, you know, it just was the scene. But Dayton's itself, I mean, historic. I mean, they had the Oak Grill, the Oval Room. I mean, these were
Skyway Room.
Oh, the Oak Grill was incredible.
Oak Grill was great on the top floor. Oh. Iconic places that just will never come back.
Yeah.
Ever come back, along with some of the great restaurants they had downtown.
I'll give you something else real quick that you hear. If you talk to anybody who runs like a nonprofit in the Twin Cities, and they try to expand that nonprofit to other cities, what they will tell you is the Twin Cities have a history of giving to nonprofits that is hard to find in any other metro area, especially any other Midwest metro areas, and they almost all attribute it to the fact that for like 100 years, the Daytons would not just give money to nonprofits, but challenge every other rich family in the Twin Cities to give money to nonprofits. Right. It was an annual thing that the Daytons sort of led on a regular basis, and because of that, there was a tradition of nonprofit giving that exists in the Twin Cities that you don't find in a lot of other Midwest.
It's like you're reading the same thing I'm reading. In 1918, the Dayton family established the Dayton Foundation, a philanthropic organization that contributed to local communities. To get the foundation going, Dayton endowed it with $1 million, which again, in 1918. In 1946, generosity became a company creed when the company, the Dayton Company, promised to return 5% of pre-tax profits from its stores to communities in which they operate. I believe Target still does that today, right?
And Corey Cole will be happy to hear this because Lawyer Lambert just reminded me that Dayton started Target. And because of them, you have Because right. you're in right. debt for the rest of your life because of the deans.
And yes. I swear to you,
this you got them to blame.
This all started 15 minutes ago because this is where I was going.
Uh-huh.
The end here, this is the last thing. Okay. And it's funny, Lori Lumber, just guess when the first Target store opened. And,
wow.
And by the way, it opened in a Twin Cities suburban city. Tell me which city and what year.
Okay, I'm going to guess Hopkins or St. Louis Park. I'm probably wrong. I probably am, but I'm guessing, boy, 69.
Nice. I was going to say the same thing.
But I think I don't know. I really don't.
I think I know the location. Boy,
it's a guess.
Anybody? Go ahead, Ro.
No idea.
Corey, go ahead.
I think I might know the location, too.
I'd say somewhere in the 70s.
Yeah, you're probably right.
No idea location.
Robbinsdale.
Was it Robbinsdale?
Yeah,
my
best guess.
I would guess it was like 75.
Hmm. What do you think, Zacho?
65, and I believe Roseville was the first one.
Yeah, it might be.
Oh, Max?
Sorry, what are we guessing?
That's okay, no problem.
God, that was hot nonsense.
It's still there. It was 1962, and it was in Roseville, Minnesota.
It's still there.
Wow. That is
the one that's in Roseville that's near the...
Yeah,
Harmar Mall, is that
right? Snelling, yeah.
That was the first one.
Is the first one.
It was a big deal. That was also, I remember, really big deal when Target opened.
Well, the Dayton company said, if people like going to the mall, they're probably going to like going to a smaller mall, and that's what they decided to do. They opened Target, and by 1979, became their biggest moneymaker as a company.
And thanks to the Target Cove, sweet. They're continuing to thrive.
Yeah, they put a lot of the Dayton children through college.
They sure
You're
have.
Welcome.
Maybe you should tell your wife to go to the original Target.
He's shaking his head.
Yeah, your wife would like you to continue to donate 5% of your profits to Target.
Please.
I'm going to cut right to the chase. I don't like charity. I don't get it. Feels to me like I'm giving money away and getting nothing in return.
Remember when you told your wife that the Target bill needs to stay at this number and then exactly a month later it was literally doubled?
Well, of course, I would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Really, you think that was too much? Watch this.
Yeah, that's what you do. So again, Power Trip lore, right? That was, I don't know, 5 years ago. Finally, we hit a number. I'm like, hey, this is manageable. Mm-hmm. This is a number. That's great.
Right.
So I told my wife, almost like I'm giving her a gold star on her kindergarten report card. Right. I'm like, look at how good we did. We can do this again. The next month, it doubled. About a month ago, we hit a number that was spectacularly low. Mm. And I was so happy. I'm
right.
like, whoa. And I thought, I can't tell her.
No.
I can't tell her.
No. So I
kept it to myself. I didn't give her the old, hey, look at the old number.
Yeah.
We can handle this.
No.
Just kept it quiet.
Smart.
Privately was very excited about the bill.
And how was it this month?
I haven't looked yet.
Okay.